The Centers for Disease Control says 39% of Native American women suffer domestic abuse, more than any other group. Violence prevention groups hope to curb that rate through what's called Building Domestic Violence Healthcare Responses in Indian Country. The program calls on healthcare staff to recognize domestic violence cases in the doctor's office and try to intervene. One partner is the Forest County Potawatomi Health and Wellness Center based in Crandon. Administrator Linda Helmick says many victims in tribal communities are reluctant to report their abuse, so healthcare workers need to be tactful when asking patients if they feel safe.
If that question isn't asked appropriately, most women in the situation of domestic violence are not going to open up. And because the communities are so close-knit, when you open that door and step out into the daylight and indicate that this is going on, you really do stand the risk, at least in the victim's mind, of being ostracized.
Helmick says strategies include having a domestic violence counselor on site so they can readily step in. She adds there are strategies for distancing the victim from their abuser while at a health clinic. Many abusers accompany their victims as a way to keep them quiet, and this is especially true in Indian country.
So it's important to be in a setting that you feel safe and confident in. The odds of a woman disclosing that to a total stranger are not real high.
Milwaukee's Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center was another partner in developing the Healthcare Response Initiative. The Indian Health Service and the Administration of Children and Families worked with more than 100 groups altogether on the project. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.